centering ourselves, so just breathing in and breathing out. And just refocusing your energy back to your inner connection. Again, just by following that rhythm, breathing in and breathing out. I'm breathing in. I'm breathing out. We're just continuing to follow that rhythm, opening and aligning to the wisdom of the conscious heart. And the wisdom of the conscious heart is it's our sacred heart energy, and it governs the threefold flame of divine love, wisdom, and power, divine love, wisdom, and power. And that's when we are manifesting in the world, it's those three rays that are most significant. So divine love is when you have a heart's desire, you know, a feeling tone that you're going to, that you have a desire for something. Divine wisdom comes in with the blueprint of how that's going to manifest in the vision that you're going to hold in your mind's eye. And then divine power is going to be spirit that makes that manifest and kind of activates it. So divine love, wisdom, and power. And that's sort of the threefold flame for manifestation in our world as taught by the Ascended Masters. And it's called the perfected atom, the perfect atom. Perfected vision. And so this evening, as we're just calling forth into the energy, just expanding, calling forth to the great central sun angels, our councils of light, and the all-consuming violet transmuting flame blazing in, around, through, and between us. And just clearing the space. As we're just opening with compassion and curiosity this evening. I'm calling forth to the Ascended Master, El Moria. So that's E-L, the first word. Second word, M-O-R-Y-A, El Moria. And the working with the blue frame, the blue flame of divine power, divine will and divine power. And the archangel, this evening is Archangel Michael, calling forth Archangel Michael, and the blue flaming sword angels, who also deal with the flame of divine power and divine will, divine right action. Archangel Michael helps to protect the sacred heart. He's a protector of the sacred heart energy. And our soul's destiny, soul's blueprint. So he's a protector of our destiny, clears the path, aligns that energy. So as we're just opening and aligning this evening, again, just dropping deeper and deeper with every breath, going deeper and deeper into this place of peace, this relaxed state inside of you. Dropping down into the energy of the Sacred Heart, which again is also the conscious heart. And just noticing as a portal of energy is being opened above our head, opening up for us to soul travel. Inviting us into the temple of Archangel Michael in El Moria, the temple of the blue flame. And as we're rising higher and higher into this portal of energy, noticing as these blue flame angels are singing, toning, chanting sacred names of our own source energy, harmonizing, perfecting, balancing and clearing every atom of our existence. Back to harmonious perfection, divine right alignment, perfect spin ratio. Rising higher and higher as we open up and are invited into the temple of Archangel Michael, this blue flaming temple of light. The beloved Ascended Master El Moria greeting us. Breathing in, breathing out. And just hearing any of the trumpets that are blazing, that song to the glory of God, noticing that blue hue of light, that sense of empowerment. Divine will, that command for right action, awakening inside of us. And the first thing with Archangel Michael is just clearing our energy fields with his blue flaming sword, so just clearing our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And just clearing any cording, any entities, elemental life force energies, discarnates. Clearing any portals. Any connections that are no longer serving us. We're going to ask that this be done within all past, present, future, parallel, and dimensional selves. Clearing and aligning our energy fields. Okay, and as El Moria steps forward, and I'm talking to this evening in regards to being able to follow our life path, following something that we want to accomplish or do. And that the key to it, like that flame of divine power, there is a certain the way he's saying it, it's like it's a mental discipline. So basically in your mental body, there's a certain discipline of how you would focus on something that you want to create. But the greater thing about using your divine power wisely is actually it's the power of devotion. So discipline might be something, you know, within your mind that you can think of in terms of how you discipline your thoughts and your focus and your intent. But the power of it is actually more in the devotion to a cause, the place that you're going to put your heart behind. And so when you're devoted to something, there's oftentimes a discipline that follows, something that you're going to follow through on. So I want you this evening just to think about something, and this is something that El Moria and the Archangel Michael and the Blue Flame Angels are going to back you and support you. And so I want you to think about a particular goal, a project, a heart's desire, something that maybe in the present moment you're wanting to either accomplish or have some greater clarity about, a certain direction in your life, a goal. And just take a moment and breathe it into your heart and just ask him within your heart center, I wonder what's the most loving goal or heart's desire for me in this moment? Because you may have several. You may not even know what it is. But again, let's just drop into our heart for a moment, just breathing in and out of our heart. Into that clear space that's being held for us right now. So I'm breathing into my heart, and I'm breathing out of my heart. And just expanding into your heart. And then again, you're just asking, I wonder what's the most loving goal or heart's desire for me in this moment? And you're just listening from that heart space. Could be something very simple, could be a big thing. And just notice what comes to you. Notice there's a certain sense of, if it feels loving, expanded, joyful, if there's light around it. Make sure you're not in your mental body, but you're really dropping into your heart. It might not even be something that you were thinking would be that important, but whatever it is in your heart. And I want you just to bring it forth, holding it in your heart space. And we're going to place this goal upon the altar of the Silent Watcher. In this blue flaming light, placing it on the altar of the Silent Watcher, this blue flaming light, and allowing your goal or your heart's desire to be purified in the flame of Archangel Michael. So we're now purifying your heart's intention, your goal. Being purified of all attachments, attachment fears, projections, delusions, discord, fears, negativity. And so with this particular goal or heart's desires, again, sort of in clearing this space, we're going to call in the Ho'oponopono prayer around this goal or heart's desire. So again, as you're breathing into your heart, holding this goal sort of in your heart space as your intent, as we call forth to our own divinity, God presence, clearing any memory patterns that may be attached or not in alignment for your goal or heart's desire with the Ho'oponopono prayer. So we're just going to clear it with, I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. You may have certain memories, ideas, concepts coming to the forefront, any judgments from childhood, things maybe that are hanging out in the past, reasons you haven't already accomplished or manifested this goal or heart's desire. And if there's any shame, any guilt, any attachments, any parental projections, any past lives. So again, I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. I'm starting to clear the heart space. And it's always kind of a good thing to do. Like if you're going to buy a house or buy a car, if you're going to start a new job or you're going to have a child or you're going to write a book or create a course or you're going to take a trip or you're going to enter a relationship, you're going to paint a painting. So the Ho'oponopono prayer is a great way to kind of clear the energy within your own nervous system so that your intent. A lot of times there's things right below the level of our awareness that maybe we're not completely watching in the energy, you know, that we may not be aware of, that's kind of below there, kind of hanging out, that will affect our outcome. And so it's always good to kind of clean this up, enfolding it in the violet transmuting flame, Archangel Michael's blue lightning flame, the Ho'oponopono prayer, that flame of forgiveness. So it's just a good thing to do when you're going to engage a new project, idea, goal, heart's desire, because it clears your intention. And whatever that intention is going to be not only the journey that you're going to have, but it's also going to be associated to the outcome as well. So to clear your intent in the beginning, which again, that blue flame of divine power ties to our intention. It's divine intent. So when you speak from your throat chakra, that blue flame, that divine will power, it's the intent that you're putting behind something. And so again, just breathing in and breathing out and just drop into your belly. Sort of connect any, you know, reconnect. Just notice how you're feeling. Any fears, any excitements, clarity, confusion, anything that might be there, and we're just sort of taking a pulse on where we're at in this moment. Breathing in and breathing out. Okay, and so again, with El Morya coming forth, the Ascended Master El Morya. And you want to breathe into your heart and into that throat chakra. And the first quality that we're really bringing forth is that blue flame of divine power. The flame of Archangel Michael is your devotion. I want you to notice on kind of a scale of 1 to 10, where is your level of devotion to this cause? this goal, this heart's desire. And you're just observing it. Like, it may not be that high, and it might be extremely high. But again, you're just sort of noticing your own level of devotion. And your devotion is kind of a measure of how much you love something, you know, where that love is. You're just kind of gauging the heart, how much love is present. In your devotion, you're just enfolding this, the vision of this heart's desire or goal into the depth of your love and the devotion of your love. That you're devoted to this cause. And that you're able to be in integrity with your intention. So intention happens when you're physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually all in alignment with yourself. So your physical well-being is behind it. Your body's in agreement. Your heart, your emotions are in agreement. Your mind, your higher self is in agreement. And your spirit is also in agreement. So that would be true integrity, that you're thinking, seeing, doing, feeling all the same thing. Intending. And so noticing in your integrity, because that's going to govern the qualification of your intention on how strong it is. So again, just sort of noticing in your integrity, are you physically capable? Is the timing right for this goal or heart's desires? You know, how are you feeling physically about it? Is your body in agreement? Does it feel good? Does it feel expanded? Noticing your heart, your emotional body. If it feels 100% and behind this, noticing your mental body. If you have any belief systems that are working against you, if you believe that this can happen, if you doubt it, if you have faith in it, and noticing on a spirit level, again, that intention, the faith to know thy will be done and that you're being supported, that your spirit is in integrity with this. Asking Archangel Michael, helping to bring your alignment of your divine intention and integrity into alignment on all levels. If there's any part of you that isn't in alignment, whether you're aware of it or not aware of it, to bring this into your awareness. And so over this next month, the next 30 days, as we're practicing holding our divine intent and devotion to a particular goal, cause, heart's desire. And all you really want to do in terms of using your divine power in this case is just put your love behind it. So you want to become devoted in your thoughts, your actions, your feelings, your spiritual intention, that this is your goal. This is what you're going to do. You're going to keep your word to yourself. You're going to follow through. You're going to take certain steps. And if there's any place along the way that you're not in integrity with yourself, sometimes, again, it might be a childhood belief system. It might be, you know, a fear. it could be a bad experience in your past that you haven't, you know, it's qualifying it and not allowing you to move forward. But just consciously go ahead and ask that anything that Archangel Michael, now Moria, help to bring to your awareness, your conscious awareness, anything that's blocking you from following through. And you don't have to know what it is in this moment necessarily. We're just opening with compassion and curiosity. We're totally open to this energy. And just showing us any place that we need to adjust. And also bringing forth any resources, support, awarenesses. They're going to help us to fulfill this goal. Heart's desire, cause and intention. Okay, and so in order for devotion to work for something, particularly in the outer world, it really kind of requires you having, first and foremost, a devotion to yourself. And so really kind of committing to do that which is most loving for you. Again, so for a particular cause or goal that you're going to be focused on, a big part of that internal empowerment that goes on is having that love for yourself to actually accomplish it. So having enough love for yourself to actually make a commitment, hold your intention, and be able to follow through takes an enormous amount of self-love to accomplish any goal. And so whatever it was that you called for tonight, just noticing as you sort of drop into your depth of love. So dropping into your depth of love for yourself. I'm dropping into my depth of love. And just very gracefully, very gently allowing your depth of love to back this cause, to bring forth this divine empowerment into your life. Clearing the path, having mental clarity and focus and intent. Emotional clarity and intent, that your physical world and timing and resources show up, and that you're spiritually back, supported, and aligned with all those resources, councils of light. So El Moria works quite a lot on the galactic councils for those who have kind of a connection to a lot of the galactic energy. He has a very strong sort of galactic presence. And helping our souls to learn how to manage and kind of wield the sword of divine will. Not to override others, you know, like divine will is not about overriding other people's will. It's about learning to, again, stay in devotion to a higher cause that you're in service to. And always choosing for your free will. I think a lot of times people get a little bit confused about their willpower. Oftentimes in an immature state, will oftentimes want to override another person's will or free will. And it's not about that. In its mature state, it's about being in this devotion to the divine, being in devotion to your own God presence and I am presence, and being committed to that above and beyond all else. So it never has anything to do really with anything in the external world and how you'll accomplish that goal at the cost of another. It's just simply being devoted and having this higher faith and will the divine itself. And so whatever it was you chose tonight, know that that's actually, you could even think of it in terms of the will of God. This would be like if it's a relationship or a book you want to write or, the house you want to, you know, a home you want to have, or a project that you want to create, you want to start thinking about it not so much on a personal level, but literally how would you feel if you started thinking about it in terms of, you know, the will of God. You know, this is something that my own divine God presence wants to have an experience of this, and therefore it would be super easy for you to be completely devoted to that without attachments or without having to control the world around you or other people. It's like there's this sheer love and devotion for this higher cause. It takes a lot of the personal stuff out of it, out of the way, that we get caught up in and get conditional about, and then we want to control because we feel out of control. So again, I want you to think about whatever is in your heart's desire is literally the will of God wanting to come forth and have an experience in this world, that you're the vehicle for that. And just starting to get comfortable with that, learning this maybe kind of new way of experiencing divine will acting through you and the sheer empowerment, the force of God acting through you once we come into agreement and integrity with that. And kind of get out of our own way a little bit too, whether it's our ego, our fears, our projections. And so if it were a relationship, which is a big thing for a lot of people, maybe getting out of your own way and allowing for this higher quality divine relationship to show up for you. Sometimes we have an attachment to however we think it may need to be in this moment, or that we'll never have a relationship. And so clearing the path for that, so we can get out of our way so that really that divine will can act through us to that relationship. Or maybe you have a project you're working on or something in your business, your work. You may have an idea about it, or even something you're trying to cooperate with other people. But in truth, when you kind of call in this divine will, it will literally move mountains. It'll create, you know, things that might have been impossible or unforeseen coming forth as a benefit for you. And so breathing in and breathing out. Being totally devoted to this higher cause of your own divinity, your own divine presence in a physical expression, whatever that was that came to you earlier. So now asking that this vision, this intention, goal, heart's desire, we're going to actually ask that it be sealed in the flame of divine power. So it's a blue flame. So again, holding in your mind's eye the image or the heart's desire, the feeling tone, or whatever it was that you brought forth tonight that's going to be blessed now by Archangel Michael, El Moria, and your own divine presence. And we're asking it to be sealed in the all-consuming blue flame of divine power, divine will, divine intent, devotion, be brought into manifested form. Help clear anything in your path and to bring anything into your conscious awareness that has that's in the way of this or preventing it, so that you can come into integrity, asking the Blue Flame Angels and Archangel Michael Omori to actually help to support you in this intent, coming into integrity, easily, effortlessly, and gracefully, as we give thanks, this is done, and so it is. Okay, and so you may start noticing as the month kind of goes forward, issues around power. Sometimes that will show up as power struggles, whether it be with kids or people at work or partners. So power struggles is something that can come up. That's like on the opposite side, you know, the thing that we can always get caught up in to watch for. Commitment issues, you know, again, where it is that you're devoted to something that you can follow through, and where you tend to get out of balance and not stay committed at a deeper level. So commitment issues, devotion, power struggles, divine will. being in integrity with yourself, and you might start noticing a lot of places where you're compromising. You see, so again, you have to remember that when we call in energy to sort of bring us into alignment, sometimes we'll experience just the opposite. So power struggles, commitment issues, places where we might be compromising. So just keep in mind that both sides of the coin can be, you know, might be brought forward as this is getting cleaned up in your energy field by El Moria, Archangel Michael, and the Blue Flame Angels that are in service to us. So just breathing in and breathing out, giving thanks for any assistance. I mean, we do want this cleared up. We give thanks, this is done, and so it is. I'm going to come back on the line, see if there's any questions or anything anybody wants to ask or share. So any questions or anything anybody wants to share this evening before we complete? Okay, so again, as we kind of do our, any, you know, if you're going to do any of the private sessions, you know, if anything comes up, you know, happy to talk to you, and we can kind of keep working on this individually as well. And you guys have a good rest of your evening, and we will talk to you later. So thank you for being on the call tonight.
Thank you, Nikki.
Okay, good night.
Thank you, Adrian.
Good night.